RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Dan Dibley and Dan Devone here on a Friday, the day after Christmas. Was there one gift that sort of stood out for your kid that she's playing with today?
She got an easel. Yeah, she got an easel.
They still make those, huh?
Yeah, she got an easel with a dry erase board, a chalkboard, a roll of paper, bunch of paints, finger paints, paint brushes, chalk, dry erase markers. Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Is the Slinky still a thing?
The Slinky is still a thing, but for a three-year-old, a little tough because all they want to do is like pull it apart and then twist it up. Slinky, RIP.
So, what about the Etch-a-Sketch?
She actually got an Etch-a-Sketch from her older brother, who's now a middle child. Sorry about that, Keon. He was the youngest for 19 years, and then he got middled when he was 19, and he got her one of the mini Etch-a-Sketches, which probably a little advanced for her. The whole, like, you know, the left knob goes to the left and right, and the right one goes up and down, and you got to really be patient with that one.
But it's always good for the mind to sort of explore and do these sort of things and learn. You know, when I was...
I want some more of your, like, childhood gifts, like Light Bright. Light Bright's on the phone.
When I was a little bit older than her, I took my, like, much older than her because I was, like, whatever, kindergarten. I took a picture.
Yep.
And I have this big gash on my nose.
Oh.
And it's because Natalie Belaski, who is our neighbor, threw an Etch-a-Sketch.
Come on, Natalie.
Yeah. No, well, I probably deserve it.
I was just going to ask you what you did to Natalie Belaski.
But that's how we rolled back in the day.
Dude, when in doubt, throw it.
Right?
Like, and were you always, and I asked Steiny this because I knew the answer, when you get mad, are you a thrower or a puncher?
Well, I don't do either, man. I'm throwing up the double digits and I'm meditating and we can jump in the bay together.
But when you would
hold hands.
Sure, you know, shout out Aquatic Park. But when you were younger and you actually had passion. No, were you a thrower of objects or a puncher of things? Like, you get mad, you get frustrated, you either throw something or you punch something.
I would probably throw something, inclined to throw something.
Right.
And you? Were you
a thrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I threw a meat cleaver at my brother Mike.
Okay.
Had to be 1979. Yeah.
A meat cleaver.
Yeah.
All
right. Missed.
And, well, thankfully.
All for him.
All the digits are there, yeah.
I mean, not thankfully for me because I took on like five or six unanswered after that.
Right.
He was 6 years older, but yeah, I'm much more of a thrower, like, the idea of punching something, my sister was a puncher. Famously, 1977, Hurricane Gail, the caner, we called her. We locked her out of the house, and I'm mocking her through the window. Yeah, you can't get in. Boom! through the window. 17 stitches later.
What kind of a window?
Like one of those old school single pane. You know, back before there was like double pane.
So you had your mug smudged up against the window.
Correct.
Like I'm on the other side of the window.
I'm in, you're out, you can't get in.
Just said the hell of it.
Straight right.
I don't care. And so, went boom, through the glass.
And she's bleeding and I'm crying.
What's she doing these days?
The caner?
Yeah.
She works for Birkenstock.
Can we get her on the horn?
Oh, I'll text her.
That's beautiful.
You would
right
love
there.
My that sister.
Awesome right
you would
there,
love the caner.
See, that's
deep, deep voice, sports passion.
But if that was to happen today, she would have been put away or something that would have been serious consequences, right? Like back in the day, that just happened, right? And you laugh about it at Thanksgiving or a couple of years later. But today, I don't
know. She went out to take out the garbage or whatever. And this was back before you actually had recycling. You just threw everything in the one can and, you know, whatever.
It was
whatever
compost.
Plastic. There was no plastic bottles even back then. Yeah. And so, you know, she goes out. And you lock the doors, and then she can't get in, and it's nyanya, nyanya, nyanya. You can't get in, and then straight right, artery severed, gusher, and that's the way that went.
Was there one sibling that was more than the others that would tee off on you?
It was all three, because my oldest brother was born in 62, and then the two knuckleheads were both born in 64. One in January, one in December, Irish twins. And then I was about 3.5 years later. So we lived in a 3-bedroom house. So I lived for my first almost 8 years with my two brothers in one bedroom. So believe me, it was a bunk bed and I was in the trundle, the drawer. So there
that's
was
like a Seinfeld episode.
There was many a morning.
You're like
when
one of the Japanese guests.
I would wake up and I had been trundled back under. And so I woke up and I'd have about 4 inches of space. And I could look out through the crack and see them both on their stomach. So, yeah, it was equal torment in different ways.
Well, it was brotherly love last night with the Golden State Warriors. So I had a brother who was
incredible transition right there.
My brother was much older, but the minute Dad would leave the house, I used to have like helmets. Like I had an Oakland Raider helmet. I was a little kid and I'd run around with that thing. And the minute Pops would leave the house, he would just grab me by the face mask and drag me all over the house. I'd be just looking out of the ear hole, screaming and crying. But that's the way we roll. Just, I don't know, that builds character, I think, to a certain degree, which is lacking in today's.
That's what they told me, but it built as much trauma as it did character.
Yeah, you're screwed up for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Have you seeked professional help?
No. How soft is that?
Well, no, that's part of the problem. We need to
therapy.
We need to talk about these things because they're obviously,
I just did.
They're obviously manifesting in the back of your head, right?
Your therapy dibs is the radio, right?
Pretty much.
It's the audience.
My
right?
therapy is the fact that I've done better than all three of them combined scoreboard. Thank you.
All right. So the Warriors last night with a big win over the Dallas Mavericks as Golden State wins convincingly, but for some reason you're not. I see this as a bit of a. One of those games there's an asterisk next to it because I think that's something you can build off of because it wasn't all Steph. It wasn't all Jimmy Butler. It was well-balanced, and there just seems to be, oh, here's that word. Are you ready for it? There's an identity.
Oh, boy.
There's an identity with this team. And it just looks as though things are they're shaping up. Again, they could lay an egg next time out. We all know that's possible, but there just seems to be, and we always talk about paring it down, get into a rotation. You can't play 13 guys. There just seems to be some semblance to normalcy after last night.
Even though they did play 12 guys, so I mean, right. I guess they're paring it down a little bit, and they have their identity. And their identity is dribble, 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 throw it back out, and hope we make it. They were 14 for 50 from three-point land. That's terrible. And part of that is Steph, and part of that is D'Anthony Melton. Oh, my God, ice, ice, baby. Without Al Horford, you probably lose that game. So it's a nice win. You beat a Maverick team that's not very good. Their best player just turned 19. And I love Klay Thompson, but he's now an eighth man. Anthony Davis had to bow out due to injury. Kyrie Irving's not limping through that door. You beat a team that's really not very good, and you kind of had to dig deep to do it. So good, winning is better than losing, but I looked at last night or yesterday afternoon rather and thought, good win, good-ish win. It wasn't like, wow, you beat Denver or, hey, impressive win over the Clippers back when the Clippers were actually something. you beat a Dallas team that you should have beat, and you kind of had to work to do it.
Yeah, but they've won. It's not the opponent so much. It's the way you win. And again, I've seen this team win and compile wins, but it's all Steph. It's that one trick pony where Steph is going off, and he's got to throw in 35 or 40 or 45 points. That's not what's been happening of late. So I do think there's something to it, and I don't pay as much attention to the opponent as opposed to the way they're playing. And I love the fact that they couldn't shoot threes last night. That just tells me that you're not living and dying by that and that you're getting it a different way. You're getting it in the mid-range, and you also got putbacks, and you were getting it in the paint, which is something that they've really struggled at, not only this year, but going back to last year as well. What, really quick, before we dive into the Warriors a little bit more, Cooper Flagg, man, real deal. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Cooper Flagg is exceeding expectations.
When you think about the fact that he just turned 19 last week, and yeah, we all want to make the comparisons to LeBron when he was 18 and he took over the league, whatever, and Kobe when he was a pup. This kid is 19 after 1 year at Duke, and he's playing with a team that is usually overmatched, and yeah, I love his game.
And they put the ball in his hands in crunch time already?
Right, like, take all the time. And he plays with physicality. He doesn't play with any sort of timidity. He plays like he's been out there for a long time. So the sky's the limit for Cooper Flagg.
No, he is really, I just, for a lot of people that haven't been able to see Cooper Flagg play this year, I mean, he's exceeded everything that we thought he could. You know, usually when there's a Wembanyama or a Cooper Flagg, you're waiting for them to like, and I remember in the beginning of the year, people were like, hey, it's Knipple out there in Charlotte. No, it's just, you know, the kid Edgecombe doing his thing in Philadelphia. No, stop with that nonsense. Like, keep an eye on this kid, Cooper Flagg. He's carving it up. But just to get back to the Golden State Warriors, I'm telling you, man, do you listen to Warriors this week? We break
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
this down every week.
I usually
I cover
do.
This team.
You guys are on usually what? Either
yeah,
9
Sunday
to noon
nights.
Or 12 to 3. No, it's Saturdays. It's either 9 to noon or 12 to 3. It's
Mine's
usually
12 to 3. You believe this guy?
Well, it's because I'm usually out getting lunch because my daughter goes down for her nap and I do a little lunch run and I put it on and I play a game in my own head. How long can I listen before Devone pisses me off? And a couple weeks ago, it was actually 3 minutes. It was good.
That's
on
the
you.
That's the hook, man.
You and Evan actually have a great back and forth.
No, don't sugar it now, man. Come on. You want to throw a haymaker, stay with it.
It's sugar and
Come
spice,
on.
Dog. It's what
my
we do.
God. He's just, he went after me, and then all of a sudden he wants to sugar this thing.
I went after
God,
you
live
there, in a playful way. I actually listened to it, and then, invariably, you probably, you get to me because you like to poke.
No,
you poke and you poke.
But one of the things that we talk
it's
about.
It's 9 to noon, right?
I'm not even answering.
Just promote
Come
the
on,
show.
Man. You kidding me? Yes, it's 9 to noon.
You're welcome.
3/4 of the city's listening to it, except you and your kid.
Not I don't
tomorrow.
Live in the city.
She's old enough.
Tomorrow. What's a Devone, Daddy? Never mind, honey.
Not
Tune
in the
him
city.
Out.
Don't qualify that you're bridging tunnel. Don't draw attention
you
to
You just
that,
said 3/4 of the city listens to it, but not me. I don't live in the city.
Oh, well, no,
I used to.
I know, but I just let that go. Don't highlight the fact you don't live in the city, man. Where I'm from, that's how you get your butt kicked.
Well,
that's how you
I mean... Don't... You're an OG. I mean, you've lived here, what, like 18 months now? Pretty impressive. This guy.
Have you ever lived in the city?
Yeah. I lived in the city for 10 years.
What part?
I lived in the outer Richmond.
Okay, that's
42nd and Clement, right by the VA.
Well, it's Richmond.
I mean, we call it the outer Richmond. Yeah. Once you get past, like, Lincoln Golf Course.
It's like living in Transylvania.
A little bit.
Fog, like...
Super fog. Like 350 days a year. And then I lived...
42nd and Clement. Oh, so you're out by the VA. Towards
exactly.
The bridge.
Literally like 5 blocks away. We would have some of the VA residents asleep on our stoop.
Okay.
Shout out the 90s. And then I lived...
So that's not happening in Marin.
No. And I don't live in Marin.
I
lived
know,
in Masonic and Geary for 5 years.
Okay. So you stayed in
a 600 square foot apartment.
Well, let me give you a shout out. Masonic and Geary. Masonic Trader Joe's.
Correct. It
not
used
far.
To be Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
And like literally across the street from Wallenberg High School.
Okay.
And we were there for
all right.
5 years, had a baby and
corrected, man.
600 square feet. No, it's not working.
All right.
And then 20 plus in Oakland and then now through the tunnel.
Where would you hang? Like if you had, you wanted to get a beer, would you go to an Irish pub on Geary Street?
Yes.
What is it you would do? Would you throw darts?
Pig and Whistle right there. We do
Give
a little
a
pig
hug.
And whistle.
Let's do this again. Give me a hug. Come
Lucky
here.
Lucky Penny for a little late night brekkie.
Let me kiss you on that forehead.
Dude, trust me.
Where does the forehead start and where does the head begin?
Everywhere.
Okay.
It's all a forehead. Then you get to the five head, then the six head, not five, not six. Whatever, pasta. You'll be there.
Pig and whistle.
Dude, pig and whistle.
Good knowledge.
Stumbling
man.
Distance.
Yeah. A lot of USF people hanging at the pig and whistle.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. What the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about how you're like so giddy over the Warriors beating a bad Dallas team.
Not giddy. I'm just saying that I've seen enough of these games where I feel as though for the first time that there is some semblance of something that you can buy into. Like it's not as amorphous as some of the previous wins. You want timidity? Don't even, man.
Yep.
You're having an issue with amorphous?
No, I don't.
Go to a break.
I have no issue with amorphous.
Oh, okay. Because you threw timidity at me. Which you had to Google.
I was just trying to wake the board op up, who is just so smitten. Shout out smitten.
It's a
with this pairing.
He's smitten. He's smitten on one person who he's going to get engaged to, and you and I are going to the wedding, and it's an open bar. We're just going to crush him.
Yeah.
I just
it's
love
a football,
the discussion. I lost track.
It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We are sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. I promise we will get to the Golden State Warriors. It's Dibley and Devone here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/95.7 The Game and youtube.com/95.7 The Game to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you get to hear it. Subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit the thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. Dan Devone and Dan Dibley. Dibs was just giving me the rundown on the career, man.
Oh, not enough time in the break for that.
Fascinating, man. You are a survivor.
Yep.
And
Shout
you've been
Beyonce.
In this market forever.
Yep.
You've worked with some of the legends. And listen, I hate sucking up to you, man. You know that. But
yeah, take your time.
You're good, though. You're good at what you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Like, that's... I can recall when I wasn't living in the city, coming back and had no idea who the hell you were. And I was like, yeah, Dibs, and can we say Radnich? Yeah, why not? That was good radio.
Oh, yeah, the best.
Did you have fond memories?
I had so much fun, so many fond memories. And
then at the break, you're going to tell me I couldn't stand the guy.
No, we didn't talk during the break.
All right.
And his whole thing was...
No, I meant at our break.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I didn't say that during our break.
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you talk to people at the break and it's completely dissimilar what they say on the air.
Completely. Gary's whole thing was 9 to noon. Like, between 9 and noon, he was him. He was an on-air persona. At 12:01, not don't talk to me, but, like, you know, he would go to his car and it wasn't like, hey, Gary, you know, that 11:05 break, you know, it's over. It's just 9 to noon. Everything was 9 to noon. And my favorite part of that was, and this is kind of what got me started, 2006, when I was working with him, early days of the internet, his whole bit was, hey, Dan, look this up, because he was not very internet astute. And so I'd be back there on Ask Jeeves or Lycos or Ask Google Jeeves. Or whatever the search engine was at the time. And, you know, he'd be asking a question openly on the air and I'd be Googling it and then I'd have the answer. And he's like, where are you getting this knowledge? And I would never tell him, Gary, it's called the internet, dude. Like, I'm literally, like, typing away back here. And, hey, yeah, Willie Mays, 51 homers in 1958. Where are you getting this knowledge?
When I was in Seattle, NBC Sports Bay Area flew me in for some position, like a Giants pre or post or something. This is sort of like they'd only been up for a couple of years.
Right.
And I remember I forgot who it was that I interviewed with, but they said, yeah, you're kind of like the Gary Radnich of Seattle. And I didn't know how to take that because I know he had this reputation of a dude who was kind of, well, he's a legend, right?
Legend.
I almost dropped lazy. I won't say that, but he was one of those guys that sort of showed up just before the show.
Yep.
Right? Like that was his thing. And so when they said the Radnich thing, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to, like, is that good or bad? So
I'm assuming
it was good.
It's good. And he is a savant. Like he would do radio and then he would, you know, go home and whatever, grab a nap or hang out with the family. And then. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then go do TV at night. You know, he'd do like 3 sportscasts at night and then go home and start and do it all again.
But the one thing about Radnich is he really did sort of change all of this. Because until Radnich came on the scene, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I wasn't in the market at the time, but he was, you know, everything was just sort of like by the numbers, right? You talk sports and you broke it down. And unless you were a hardcore sports fan, you weren't listening to this, right? But he took it to... He sort of drove outside of the lane, right? And he was more about people and the area. He interjected humor. And then all of a sudden, people were developing these personalities in order to be a sports talk radio host. Like it was a prerequisite that you can not only talk sports, but you got to expand beyond that. And I think he did that sort of organically because that's just who he was.
And it was all through a guy named Tony Salvador, who is an absolute legend. He was the one who was running that station at the time. And you had Pete Franklin, rest in peace, who was the old school East Coast, like flushing callers, including Guru. Guru would call into Pete and get flushed. And you had Gary kind of doing the... like you're saying, semi-pop culture, semi-sports, and then you had the Razor and Mr. T in the afternoon with Ralph Barbieri with his unbelievably unique voice and Tom Tolbert, the beloved former NBA player. So it really was the first Bay Area station that was a number of different things all at the same time. And yeah, Gary was a big part of it. He did mornings for a while. He did 9 to noon, and Tony Bruin would join him. And yeah, that was really kind of the salad days for that station.
They drove the lead car. Now it's a joke. It's like intern hour over there. It's all nepotism. No, I shouldn't go there. Whatever.
That's actually better coming from you.
You better be careful.
Let's get back to them Golden State Warriors. The Warriors who are coming. I think you just need to there's wins that the Warriors have stacked up because I do this show from 9 to 12 called Warriors This Week.
Oh, I've heard
of it. We talk about the Warriors, just about every victory, and I'm telling you, I have charted every one of these wins, and some land a little bit differently, and I'm telling you, last night, because it wasn't all Steph, it wasn't all Jimmy Butler, but it was more about the team, the collective, and I think that there's actually something that we can buy into. I know you're so focused on Dallas, and they suck, and you're wrong.
It was fine.
I want to get to a caller.
Do it.
All right? Steel Toe out in San Mateo. What's going on, Steel Toe? By the way, where the hell were you the other night when I had 4 hours by myself and nobody called?
Oh, yeah. I was, kind of doing something on the side. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know what you're saying. What were you doing on the side?
Oh, man, you want me to reveal my secret to you?
No, not if it's going to get me in trouble.
I'm just like, calling to say, I think we could kind of change things up and fix the game all around since, that Bozo the Clown commissioner is trying to change something with the draft. I think we should try to, what do you guys think about getting rid of the 3-point line and we could find out who's the real athlete, who's the real head coach is here, get rid of the nonsense of that 3-point line. I want to see some athletes. I want to see stiffs shooting threes. You know what I'm saying? Well, what do you guys think about that, getting rid of that 3-point line? Thank you.
It's not going to happen, but I like the notion of the 3-pointer. Like, let's make the 3-pointer great again. And I'm not trying to borrow from other slogans or jargon, but if we made the corner three an actual three, Dan, I do think that that would get some of these jokers off of just being able to be, and this is not an indictment of Quentin Post because he actually was showing yesterday, he had a couple of moves.
What's the last time he made
put it on the deck? It doesn't matter, but Quentin Post is not just one of these big stiffs who goes to the corner and just waits with his hands up, waiting for us.
That's exactly who he is.
Did you not watch the game yesterday?
I saw it.
He had a play where he got the ball. There was a little pumpernickel, two-handed lefty dribble into the mid-range. Quentin Post, you can't stop him. I mean, you can.
It wasn't a mid-range.
Whatever it was like a little lefty, little bun.
Domination. It's Quentin Post.
Yeah. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Make the corner three like the other threes. Widen the court. Make the three count. Again, do you know who's the all-time leader in 3-point field goal percentage? And do you know why?
Chris Ford. I know he hit the first three.
Correct.
Are we doing buy or sell, higher or lower?
Higher or lower coming up today, 515. The answer is Steve Kerr. And the reason why he's...
Don't give me rhetoricals. Just say Steve Kerr.
The answer is Steve Kerr, Dan. And the reason why he's the all-time leader is because in the 3 years where the 3-pointer was like 21 feet flat, Kerr went off. He shot, I think, 52% 1 year from three.
Really?
It was gaudy.
Wow.
And so make the three matter again. Widen the court. Make the corner three, what is it, 23-9?
Yeah.
Make it all 23-9. And then we'll see how many of these big stiffs can actually shoot
But see, I think something's changing here. You know how things are cyclical in sports, especially in basketball? Like, I think that was an argument or was a conversation that we could have had maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. If you look closely now at the NBA, the mid-range is coming back. The mid-range is, and teams are not as reliant on the threes as they were even as close as a year ago. Like, I do think that there is a shift, and you're not seeing teams nearly being shooting it or being as reliant on three as they have been. And the Warriors, I think, are a little slow to that party. And I don't think this idea that you have to address the three and everybody's got to shoot threes. Oklahoma, yes. But if you look the majority of the teams, including Houston, including Denver, they don't shoot it at the same sort of clip as we've seen in the past. And they're very successful. And the same could be applied to teams that are leading out in the East. And so I do think that we are actually seeing somewhat of a change in the way offenses and the teams are addressing the 3-point line. It's not, it's not Daryl Morey, five guys out, a 6-foot and under league, and let's all shoot threes or layups or free throws.
And maybe that's the problem with the Warriors because that's how they play.
Exactly.
And they lead the association in 3-point shots attempted per game at 44, and that is a little bit down from Boston. I think Boston last year averaged about 50 threes a game, so you're right on the surface, and perhaps it's just, the Warriors who, they don't have the roster really to play the way Houston does, and you look at Houston, and they are 30th in threes attempted per game because you've got guys who can go to the basket. KD's not a three-point shooter. Şengün doesn't shoot threes. Amen Thompson, your top three scorers, none of them really live at the three-point line, so maybe it's more of a Warrior problem, but when I watch games in the association, too often, and maybe it's just because I'm watching mostly Warrior games, but too often it's, penetrate and don't try to finish, but penetrate
That kills me.
And just kick it out, to a guy who can catch and shoot.
the Warriors are one of the biggest culprits of that.
Yep.
Nothing frustrates me more. Can we play that game again of what bothers me, what pisses me off?
Whatever. Yeah.
It's just, how many times is Jimmy Butler, and I get it, Butler likes to pass, and that's sort of what gets him off, but I think that the Warriors, there's nothing more frustrating than when a guy like Jimmy Butler, or a big, stay with me here, back in the day.
Oh, I love it.
If you were a big, and first of all, you're not playing 30 feet from the hoop, but let's just say if you have a step on a defender and you get to the big, I saw Joel Embiid do this repeatedly last year and throughout the years where he's got a step to the hoop and he's 7 feet tall. Instead of getting to the rim and either getting fouled or throwing it down or just giving a little bunny, he's kicking to the corner for a Tobias Harris three. I don't care what planet you live on or how many times we've played this game. There is no way in hell you're going to tell me that a center, a talented center who is 4 feet from the hoop, passing up that shot, it's a prudent decision or a more high percentage shot to give it to anybody on his team, and I don't care how frequently or how well they shoot the three, that that's a good decision. But for whatever reason, it's accepted. And we just, even the announcers, I'm appalled by their, the way they address this thing. It's just sort of like, oh, and a pass to the corner, he missed the three, and we go back down the other way. It's like, no, what is it that I just witnessed? What's going on here? How does Jimmy Butler beat a guy to the rim and then think it's a good idea to kick to Pajemski in the corner for a three? How does that happen repeatedly? And it's, again, I think it gets back to the culture. And until Steve Kerr, who is the most undisciplined head coach, puts his foot down and said, let's stop doing that. Let's not do that.
They're not going to stop doing that, and it's built around Steph Curry. So when you no longer have Steph Curry, maybe you can play differently, but right now this is what your offense is built around.
But there's Steph, and then there's Pajemski, and there's a difference between those two when it comes
to
threes.
You need to take Pajemski's name out your mouth because he's actually playing very well of late, and if you want to look at three-point percentage, I believe he's still above 40%. The pod slander, I'm not here for the pod slander. He's actually playing very well this year, and he's shooting it pretty well. And so, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and allow you to cast aspersions.
He's got to lose the black eye, Dobbs.
He's got to lose a lot in terms of the stylistic nature, but his game right now, game recognized game, DeVone.
No, he's playing well.
He's playing great.
No doubt.
Yeah, and so I'm more...
It has to be a little more sustainable,
though. And I'm more put off, like what you're saying about the Steve Kerr offense, I do think that a lot of that is Steph-centric, and you know, when Steph's off the floor, do they play different? Sure, a little bit, but think about a Jimmy drive to the hoop at best.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's going to be 2 points. At really best, it'll be 2 and 1, which is a 2.7 because he's shooting 70%. Or you kick it to pods and it's a 0 or a 3. So the whole idea of 3 being greater than 2 with this team, I think it's the way they have to play.
Yeah, but when you're that, when you have an opportunity at a bunny, like that's a little frustrating. And you're passing up dunks. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. And I just think philosophically, for whatever reason, it's been sort of accepted as the norm. And I'm like, in what planet does this make sense? And it happens way too frequently. Yep. Just to get back to pods, I mean, no, this is going to piss you off. I mean, I'm with you. He's playing so much better. But long term, Pat Spencer's a better player.
Stop it. Stop. I mean, stop.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Kind of. Yeah.
Whoa, Pasta. Are you serious? Let's not forget who brought you into this world.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Pasta, it's me, man. Your mentor, for crying out loud.
We're like family in here, Pasta. One paisan to another, right? Am I right?
Well, he's only half paisan, right, Pasta?
I'm full-blooded.
Oh, you are? All right.
I got to pick between you guys?
Nah, you can always pick Devone. He's a short-timer. Let him leave today at 5:57.
That's why people love me, because they only see me once a week.
It's tremendous. That's why, right? I give you like half a segment every Saturday and think, this guy, see you next Saturday. Oh, wait, I'll see you on Friday. I think that Pat Spencer, he's been phenomenal. It's a great story. And by the way, he is 7 years older than Brandon Pajemski. So if you want to make the comparison, give Pods another 7 years to grow up and be a 29-year-old.
Right now.
Yeah, right now Pods is better. And he's playing better. And Pat Spencer's great in small doses. He's the Dan Devone of Golden State Warriors.
Here's why Pat Spencer,
yeah, that's what we do,
and Dan Devone
set up my own joke
should get
right there.
A lot more time, right?
Why you hear both me, of Ian?
Them, both of them need a lot more run, is because Pat Spencer,
both on a two-way contract,
Pat
by the way,
Spencer,
also,
but very good with it. Unlike Pat Spencer, I'm good with what it is that I'm doing. Here's the thing with Pat Spencer, as opposed to Pajemski, is that he's a little more fluid, and I think you just listen. It's not fair, these little fragmented where he gets a run and then goes back into the doghouse. Like, if you lean into him, put him in the rotation, I think that this guy, he gets into your offense, and it's much more smooth. He knows how to balance the floor. He's just, and he can get his own, and it's not as clunky. It's not all these kneecaps and elbows and left-handed scoop up and under sort of awkwardness. Like, Spencer, to me, is a point guard. And that's something that's lacking on this team. Steph is sort of he's sort of a combo or two. Pat Spencer, and I know it sounds ridiculous because he had, that little run, but if you were to lean in on this guy, I'm telling you long term, and I know these things, that guy is a baller. And he is much better, I think, long term. Well, I shouldn't say much better. I just think that he works better for what it is that the Warriors are looking for out of a true point, which I don't think Pajemski is. And Pajemski, again, I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, because he's playing so well, and I don't mean to undermine any of that. I recognize it. I just need to see a longer body of work because he's done this before, and then he disappears. I do think that Spencer is the real deal. I do think that he needs a longer leash. Actually, I shouldn't say that because none of us have seen him play over an extended period of time, but I do believe that if we did, Pat Spencer would surprise a lot of people and be better than that of Pajemski.
If there were no D'Anthony Melton, I would kind of lean in your direction a little bit as far as what Pat should get or what Pat deserves to get. But Melton does everything that Pat Spencer does, and he does it a little bit better. Other than shoot, right now Melton's not.
But he's a 2.
I mean, when he's in there, you got Steph. Is Steph a 1? Steph's a 2. The whole numerology of the NBA really confuses me because Draymond Green, he is your 1. On offense, and he's your 5 on defense. So what does that make him? Your 3 based on a 1 and a 5 divided by 2? the whole thing is a little bit curious when you talk about this Warrior team. And so I think about Pods. He does more things well than Pat Spencer does.
Right now. But there's always going to be the other shoe that's going to drop with this guy. And you know that I like what it is that Steve Kerr says. Is like, if you can get the ball out of his hands, we need to get the ball out of his hands. Because the one issue I have, and I think Steve Kerr would agree, is that he has a tendency just to stick. And then, you know, he starts getting a little happy feet and it all, you know, goes to hell. I'm stop paying attention to you because I'm getting ready for the read. Or am I a little early?
You're early.
Okay.
You're early. Just why don't you go ahead and do a pre-read? That way you can feel comfortable when you actually get to words and make sure that you can pronounce and read all those words. And I'll say this. Nice win over Dallas. Great. Sure. Fantastic. Dallas is not very good, and you were able to win a game at home that you're supposed to win. And now you go to Toronto, to Brooklyn, to Charlotte. Come home 3-0.
Well, you should.
Right. Okay.
Toronto's pretty good.
Yeah, fine. I mean, you do have rest, and then you have Brooklyn on the back-to-back, and then you've got Charlotte on New Year's Eve. And who? Let me say this before Steve Kerr does, and I love Steve, but 3 games in 4 nights in 3 cities. I mean, so already Al Horford won't play Sunday and Monday, and you've got, you know, older guys, who's going to rest when, and, you know, the travel and all the rest of it. Don't get me started on customs, because you got to go through customs twice. So, yeah, 3 games in 4 nights in 3 cities in 2 countries. The excuses are built in. If you're for real, you go 3-0 on this trip.
I don't know if they're for real. I'm just telling you that there are more positive signs out of last night's win and the previous win than we've seen all year long. Aside from that, of the 4-1 start to the year. Like, that was when they beat the Lakers, the first game of the season. Steph had like 23, which is sort of pedestrian for him. But I think Kuminga chipped in like 17 or 18. Butler had 27 or what have you. And I'm like, oh, wow. The 2025-26 Warriors, this is something you can buy into. And they're actually reverting back to that for the first time. There's been this sort
for
of...
For now, yeah.
Ugly, but well, yeah, I'm just saying...
Well, they're 3-0 in their last three. They're 3-3 in their last 6. They are 5-3 in their last 8. And they're 5-5 in their last 10. So it depends on what you want to look at. And even beyond that... They're 6-6. They're 7-7 in their last 14. They are this team. You are what your record says you are, Devone.
Bill Parcells?
I believe that.
Or Denny Green?
It's Parcells. And my partner, my regular partner, not my current partner, who I'm, he's growing on me, I'll be honest. Willard hates that expression.
Hates what?
You are what your record says you are.
I kind of like it.
This Warrior team is 16-15. That's the kind of team they are.
Okay. Shh. Time for me to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan DeVoe. No glasses. Almost 60 with no glasses.
We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And we are sponsored by Serramonte Ford. Bay Area heads up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on. Now at Serramonte Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords. Plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150. Explore, Escape, Mach-E, Lightning, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments. For 90 days, ends January 2nd. Serramonte Ford, right off 280 or online at SerramonteFord.com. Nailed it!
That's a 4.
We'll be back right after this.
Yay!
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the Rivers Island guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. We have no guests. Usually I listen to these guys in every 30 seconds. Let's go out and talk to whomever.
Oh, not us. Not us usually. Like,
no?
We'll get Cosell usually on Tuesdays. We've got Mongo, John Feliciano. I don't know if you've heard much of the Mongo, former Niner offensive lineman. You talk about a guy who likes to swear. He'll cuss it up.
I tried to bring him on when I did the solo. I asked Lucas. I'm like, he tried to give me Greg Cosell. Cosell's not on any longer, right? And I was
like,
that's not really my style, man. I don't
need Cosell. Yeah.
That's a Dibs thing. They can break things down technically.
We do Mark Schlereth stink every couple of weeks. And we do Steve Kerr on the weekly, although not this week because of the holidays. And we were hoping to get him on Tuesday, which was the day after the what I like to call Shoutgate, when he was apparently shouting and he and Draymond going back and forth. But Steve Kerr decided to take an early holiday, which is great. So
yeah, I wanted Joe Feliciano, not to be confused with Jose, which, by the way, is the, during this Christmas season, the best sort of Christmas song, jingle.
Jose Feliciano. Yeah. Feliz Navidad.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Can we get an opportunity, Pasta? Any excuse to play Feliz Navidad? Thank you very much.
I might actually have that. Stand by.
All right.
All right.
So a couple of things before we move off of the Golden State Warriors. Do you want to talk Jonathan Kuminga? Where are we at with that? Is it even a story any longer?
It's not. I mean, I was channeling my inner Dave Fleming. Go on! Because he's either gone off the team or gone out of the rotation. And we could talk about whether or not it's a shame or they did him wrong or he overplayed his hand or whatever we want to go through with all of the Kuminga. And our joke on this show, Dan, is that all roads lead to Kuminga. So here we are, and we're following the road, and it leads to Kuminga. And, you know, they're winning right now, so nobody really is that worried about him not getting minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. How's it going to end? He's traded, right?
He has to be.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen, I think, is that he's going to get traded, and they're going to get maybe not pennies on the dollar, but nickels on the dollar.
But isn't that their undoing? Because they could control that narrative.
They could, and you could argue that they should, but there's a couple different things at play here. One, I think that the front office wants to, quote, get something for the asset, which is why they signed him to that deal. That way they can trade the contract, much like they did Jordan Poole, where they signed him, and then a year later the contract was about to kick in, and they traded him after the league year. That way they could recoup that salary spot. This is what is going to happen here. So are you going to get like a $24 million player who's really good and ready to help you? Probably not. You're going to get somebody else's detritus.
Detritus? Hello.
Detritus.
Okay. Pasta, you want to look that one up?
That's like leftovers.
That's Yiddish is what it is.
Okay.
It's sorry, your wife is...
Yes, and I'm now Jewish, as I like to say.
So do you...
She's a Jew. And I'm Jewish.
Are you? Do you? Is there Shabbat on Friday nights?
No, but we definitely rocked the menorah. We were 8 for 8 on lighting them candles.
Let me
and,
just tell you,
there were some dreidels that took place
for your wife.
If there were latkes.
Latkes, good stuff. Kugel. Have you had kugel?
I don't think so.
Okay,
you got a kugel.
Well, you're not really Jewish, but if you don't know what kugel is, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. OG. You live in New York, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the inside track.
So thank you very much. And I have been to Shabbat. Let me just tell you to my friends out in New York and to your wife as well, because I'm assuming she's been to her share of Shabbats.
Oh, yeah.
Manischewitz is the worst thing I've ever put down my throat.
I've never even thought about eating gefilte fish. I look at it in the grocery store in the, it's Safeway. It's in the ethnic foods aisle, which I always thought to be a little curious. Like, we're just going to lump everyone into one aisle, but it's neither here nor there. I love Safeway, but I look at the gefilte in a jar, and I think, that's going to be a no for me, Rabbi.
Well, Manischewitz is the wine.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Do you drink, by the way? Or do you...
How dare you?
You strike me as a guy that doesn't.
Right, yeah. Never have.
Really?
I'm drunk right now, Devone.
God, I was scared. I don't trust people that don't drink. Unless, of course, you have...
You're probably at like a glass of wine 3 days a week.
No,
Your body is a freaking temple.
I'm sort of feast or famine. But when I go hard, I'll go hard.
Okay.
I'll throw them down with you.
I mean, because a guy your age, you're in phenomenal shape.
Evan Giddings? How long, Posse, has he been trying to get me out? He's like, Devone, come on, we got to go do something. And I took him out, and I just crushed him.
Oh.
He petered out at midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much every day that Evan's with Dan, that's kind of an ask of Evan to go out with Dan. It's on his bucket list for sure.
And so I took him up on it, and he couldn't roll to the Balboa Cafe at 1 a.m.
Balboa Cafe,
thank you very much.
Shout out the bus stop, too. And the Triangle, I don't even know when you came out here to the city,
You really want to go Triangle with me?
I'm going to throw the Triangle and just based on like 19... Heck, it had to be like 1991, 90, when I was still living over across the Golden Gate, and we'd make a run to the Triangle,
right?
And there was action, brother.
Well, the Triangle, I don't think is the Triangle any longer.
I don't think so.
There's just the Balboa Cafe, and I don't know what were the three? Was it the Golden Gate Grill?
I think so.
What was the other one? Pier Street Annex? Or?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, these are not places that I knew as much by name as I did by... Like, we're going to the Triangle, and there was action.
Yeah. just to date myself, so I was out with Ev the other night, and I said, well, let's go over to the Chestnut Street Bar and Grill and get one. Apparently, that hasn't been around in the last decade plus.
Boy.
So, anyways.
Anyhow.
All right, so the Golden State, well, before we move off on the Golden State Warriors, another guy that I just wanted to sort of highlight. So we're done with Jonathan Kuminga. I just think it's weird. It's just gotten to a place now where we went from the contract, that's all everybody talked about, and then he started well, and we're like, oh, God, this is working. And now we're here. Like, I just think this has just been very bizarre.
Yeah.
The entire episode to where he's now, he's healthy DMP'd. I mean, is he really that bad? Or is there something that we're just not privy to?
Both. I don't think that he's really that bad. But the thing that struck me, and Willard and I talked about it, where Steve Kerr came out after a couple DNPs and said, yeah, Jonathan's been doing great. He's been doing all the right things. He's been working hard. And he's back in the rotation. He played 9 minutes. 9 minutes and 23 seconds. And then he hasn't played since. So he came back, and he kind of got like a little baby cup of coffee, like one of those mini espressos cup of coffee. And he wasn't great. I don't think that he was terrible, but that was it. No more Kuminga minutes. So that to me is the curious part of it where, you know, he's healthy and he's not playing. And now it's fine because you're winning, but are you going to get...
Yeah, I think a lot of this is obviously on Jonathan Kuminga. But Steve Kerr, I think, and he's admitted as much, that it's been sort of a little curious as to the yo-yoing back and forth, in and out of the doghouse, play well, but then all of a sudden we don't see you. And the one thing that, and you can even see it with TJD, and I heard this, and this, I hate that he qualified this last night. And he said, TJD's playing well, so we got to get him minutes. Like, TJD to me has always played well. Every time he gets run, he is something that the Warriors don't have, and that is energy, a young big, and a big that can run the floor, somebody you can go pick and roll with, somebody that you can alley-oop off the break, which you never see. But Podziemski fed him perfectly, and he loved... See, the one thing about an older team is that they don't like to run. Like, they conserve energy. And it's not necessarily load management, and they're not playing, but they pick and choose. Older players, and LeBron is the best at this, they pick and choose their spots throughout the course of a game, right? So that they have their legs in the fourth quarter. And as a result, you know, you miss out on opportunities. Whereas young guys, the minute they get on the floor, Podziemski's hair is on fire. He'll go the full 48 minutes if you let him, right? He'll go end line to end line. But the one thing about TJD is that he's energy, he's springy, he's always active around the boards, he rim protects, he's something that you just simply don't have. But again, Steve Kerr qualifies it that he has to play well, whatever well is deemed in the eyes of Steve Kerr to get run. And I'm just like, nah, just lean on the guy. Put him in the rotation, and that's it.
Just depends on who you have him out there with, because the problem with the Warriors is you're going to be a very three-point heavy team. We know that. And whether you agree with the approach or not, that's the approach that they're going to take. So when you have Jimmy, who doesn't shoot a lot of threes, and Draymond, please stop shooting threes, and then you get to TJD, he doesn't really shoot the three. You start to get a lot of guys in your rotation who don't shoot threes or you don't want to shoot the three. So then you kind of have to balance out their minutes. And so I think TJD yesterday, that's a great spot where that's exactly where you want him. You know, 10 to 15 minutes, like you're saying, run the floor, rim run, alley-oop, defend a little bit, go ahead and grab rebounds, mess things up defensively. That's the role that he needs to play.
And then all of a sudden, the center position, as I said at the top of the show, makes sense. Because now you have what it is that you just described to TJD, which is something that you don't have with the other two bigs. And now you stretch it with Al Horford and Quinton Post. I know you're big on Quinton Post, but when's the last time that guy made a three? Like, last year?
Oh, it hasn't been that long. That's mean-spirited, but I get what you're saying. He was on fire early, but to your point about the center position, last night you had Quinton for 13.5. You had TJD for 12.5, that's 26. You had Al for 11, that's 37.5. So Draymond only played about 10 minutes at the 5. And if this team's going to do anything, you need to limit Draymond's minutes at the 5.
We have a friend of yours on the line, apparently.
Oh.
Is this your sister?
We're going to find out. I can't see the board.
All right.
Why don't you do the legal before we... You're listening am I getting double pay today?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KG, I told you, man, to come sit over here at the beginning of the show. Fighting over this. Like, let me sit there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.